The scripture reading for this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. What a blessing to be addressing you this morning. 15 years ago, when I was a student at Bethany, I never would have guessed that I'd be a pastor at a church where many Bethany professors were members and where many Bethany students frequently attended. It's humbling for me, yet it's also exciting. It's a joy. I suspect, as God the Holy Spirit inspired St. Paul to write these words, that he kind of felt the same way, humbled, yet excited. Humbled, I suspect, because as he wrote here, God himself had given Paul and others the ministry of reconciliation, committed to Paul, a sinner. The chief of sinners was the word of reconciliation. An ambassador for Christ was he. Not a press secretary, not a puppet, but a special representative. That is to say, an official agent with a particular mission. God would be asking him to take his message to the world. Paul, who could not disobey, he once said, what he saw from heaven. As a true convert, he went forth not only to make Christians, but to be one himself. He not only proclaimed God's free grace, but himself was rejoicing and reveling in it. He not only preached Christ crucified and risen, but he also lived in daily fellowship with him, as he wrote to the Galatians. Paul was humbled to have been entrusted with the word of God, the word of reconciliation. Paul was a Jew of the Jewish tribe of Benjamin, and he was a student of Gamaliel, the principal Pharisee of that day. Sigmund Freud once dismissed St. Paul as a man with the gift of religion. Some have regarded him a crazed fanatic, a disturber of the peace, a heretic, and an apostate deserving death. He once persecuted the Church of God, and that's why it was so humbling for him to have been a minister of reconciliation. But he was also excited for it. After all, who wouldn't be excited when he's told that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself? What a joy to tell people that in Jesus Christ, God and man were being reconciled. They were being brought back together into a loving relationship. At the fall into sin, a great chasm had been fixed between God and mankind. But now in Jesus, God is our Father, and we are his dear children, all because of Christ's perfect life and innocent death. To proclaim this message was St. Paul's greatest joy. He was able to tell people as he traveled to cities of Europe and elsewhere that because of God's only Son, God would not be imputing their trespasses to them, but instead forgiving them. He would not be sentencing them, but instead freeing them. Jesus would be the recipient of all of God's wrath, while we would be the recipients of all of God's grace. Through Paul and through his colleagues in the ministry, God would be pleading with the people to turn from their sins and be reconciled to him. For through Jesus, the only one who's ever lived, who's never sinned, we are God's righteousness. That is to say, God looks at us as though we've never sinned. A man is separated from his wife and living in a different town for a number of years. But one time on a business trip, he went to visit the grave of his son. As he was standing there at the grave, he thought back to all the memories with his wife and the house they had built for their family to live in. He thought of his son. But as he was standing there, he heard footsteps behind him. And as he turned, he saw that it was his wife coming toward the grave also at that time. The first impulse, because of the hostility that had been built up between them, his first impulse was to leave. But something about standing by the grave of their son told him he should stay. And he began to talk. And as he talked, the enmity and bitterness that he had toward his wife seemed to be kind of emptied out. You and I come to the grave of the Son of God to see him laid there and to rise out of it with new life. Now is the time to be reconciled. Reconciled to God and to one another. To proclaim this message of reconciliation was an exciting thing for St. Paul. It was his greatest joy. It is ours too. Amen.